Hi there. The word for you today is fight for your marriage. We've been talking about it the last few days. In 1 Peter 3 verse 1 we read, they will be won over by observing your lives. You know what? A shared faith is the glue that'll hold your marriage together in times of trouble. When one spouse is an unbeliever, yes, it can be difficult for the other. Concerning marriage, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 19:6. What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Notice the words. What God hath joined together. Any relationship God puts together can go the distance. Speaking about a wife whose husband died, Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 7:39, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, but only if he loves the Lord. When your spouse doesn't share your faith, you can find yourselves tugging on opposite ends of the rope. In 1 Corinthians 6:15, Paul asks, how can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? The old country preacher put it bluntly. Any time a child of God marries a child of the devil, they're going to have trouble with their father-in-law. Now, let's be clear, that doesn't mean you should love your unbelieving partner less. Actually, it means you should love them more. Speaking of unbelieving spouses, here's what the Apostle Peter writes. Listen to it. Even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your lives. There's preventative medicine and there's corrective medicine. When Paul says not to marry an unbeliever, he's using preventative medicine. When Peter speaks about living with an unbeliever, loving them and winning them to Christ through your love and lifestyle, he's using corrective medicine. When all is said and done, there's only one thing that's guaranteed to work, and the Bible spells it out in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, three powerful words. Here they are. Love never fails. Most other things do, but love never fails. So, come on, fight for your marriage.